The campaign against the proposed constitutional changes has been outgunned by the Yes side, which can count on the resources of Erdogan's Justice and Development Party, the AKP, and its influence in government. The HDP's charismatic leader, Selahattin Demirtas, might have spearheaded the opposition. But he has been in jail since November, arrested for alleged links with the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party guerrilla movement, the PKK. Speaking at the party's headquarters in Diyarbakir, Felek Nazuca pointed out that Demirtas is not the only HDP member imprisoned under a government clampdown that followed last July's failed coup.
We are holding a referendum during a state of emergency, so we're facing many difficulties. 13 MPs are in prison, two of them are our party leaders. 83 mayors are in prison today, but despite all these difficulties, we're trying to struggle for the freedom of the people of this country. Just today, dozens of our comrades involved in the campaign were arrested.
The latest wave of arrests, 177 in all, came after the government declared that an explosion at Diyarbakir's main police station on Tuesday was a terror attack, and not, as at first thought, an accident. So the HDP's relationship with the PKK is again under the spotlight. While renouncing violence itself, the party does not hide its sympathy for the guerrillas. Indeed, Uçar is speaking while seated among a group of hunger strikers, the families of PKK prisoners, protesting at prison conditions, including alleged torture, and calling for an end to the 5-year solitary confinement of Abdullah Öcalan, a founding member of the PKK. The peace process should be revived, she says, and Öcalan should have a principal role in it.
Today, who is fighting Islamic State armed group? It's PKK. Today, who are giving their lives for the people? It's PKK. We can't find a solution while we're sending the PKK away from the table. We have to all get around the table to find a solution.
The HDP opposes the concentration of power in the president's hands proposed by referendum. But it does want constitutional reform. It wants more than one official language to be recognised in a multicultural, multilingual, multi-religious Turkey. Above all, it believes a no vote would be a setback for Erdogan and an opportunity to end the conflict in the southeast, Uca says.
A no vote will be another chance for peace. A no will be a chance for a new constitution, which everyone knows is necessary. The referendum will decide the destiny of all the peoples in Turkey. Erdogan is the one who walked away from the table in the peace process. He's the one who said the peace process was frozen. 2 weeks ago, in the center of Diyarbakir, he again talked about one nation, one language, which again rejects the Kurds.
With Turkey bitterly divided over its future, the stakes are high in Sondi's vote. Tony Cross for RFI in Diyarbakir.